understanding of the Holy Ghost for them. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The text for our devotional word study this morning is James 1:1-15, the appointed epistle lesson for the day. As will be seen, it is more of a goal than a beginning point. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in his ways, will receive anything from the Lord. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because, like the flower of the ground, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the ground, its flower falls and its beauty perishes. So will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuit. Blessed is the man who endures trials, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. When desire, when it has conceived, he is first to sin, and sin, when it is still wrong, ascribe greatness to our God, said Moses. The rock, his work is Amin, perfect, having been perfected. David likewise said, this God, his word is Amin. The speaking of the Lord passes the test. But again, David said, the Torah of the Lord is not perfect, but lightly the test. God called Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be. Amen. And Moses, in today's Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy 18, said to the people, ye shall be clean, perfect, blameless before the Lord your God. O Lord, who shall sojourn in thy tent, David asked, who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and desires that is right. Blessed, says the great God, I be clean of way to walk in the Torah of the Lord. Christ, says St. Paul, is the poet memory, which to us remembers the end of the law. He is the goal and the fulfillment of the divine revelation in the Torah. It says, you shall be perfect. He fulfilled that requirement on our behalf. He was all that Israel was called to be, but was not. Clean, young, perfect, sound, whole, having integrity. The epistle to the Hebrews describes to Christ the words of Psalm 40. Then I said, lo, I have come to do thy will, O God, as it is written of me in the roll of the book. And the evangelist shows how Jesus' life was a history of the Son doing the deeds of the Father. He's done to fulfill all righteousness, Because Jesus himself said, not one iota, not a dot will pass away from the law until all is accomplished. So it is that Paul, summarizing, says that it was one man, Christ, doing what was right. One man's obedience, which led to a further justification and love for the many. And Luther describes Christ's active obedience in this way. He satisfied the law. He fulfilled the law perfectly, for he loved God with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength and with all his mind, and he loved his neighbor as himself. Christ satisfied God's demand. In him is fulfilled that the call and promises of God in the Old Testament aim at as their goal, that his chosen servants be. For all the promises of God come to a rest. Yes. Christ came on a saving mission in history, and he had to complete it with unwavering obedience. The epistle to the Hebrews again says, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation, and he was unveiled on the cross to Christ's cross. He blessed with strength of having completed the course, of having remained obedient to the end. In the goal of his incarnation, in his death on the cross, he was made perfect. He was completed. He was brought through to the goal without having lost integrity or singleness of purpose. All this being so, there is an evident inner connection between certain verses that are seen in New Testament lessons today. It's no surprise that one whose goal was the cross was say to him, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. And it is furthermore perfectly understandable that James, servant of God, God who demanded and promised that his people should be, and servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was perfect in his active obedience and who was made perfect through his suffering and death, it's perfectly understandable that James should say to Christians, find it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect, thoroughly complete, lacking in nothing. God has a plan for the perfecting of his soul. Through their inclusion in Christ, through their passing through various trials, which are really occurring in his suffering, through his implanted word, creating and sustaining a faith that can endure and can go faster and past the test. And God is working this process in each one of us, through our lifetime, whether in this age, and through a final passing through death, so that we too get might in time to any color. St. Paul teaches us this clearly when he says in Philippians, not that I have already received, or nor have already been made perfect, but I press on that I might also take possession of it, because I have also been taken possession of by Christ. As those taken possession is recognized by Christ Jesus, we do have it all joy to suffer various trials, so that we too might say the word spoken by King David, when he was taken possession of to such an extent that his words in fact can only be rightly understood as the words of Christ or of someone whose life is in him. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. So God admits, God uses the trials you offer to bring you through to that soundness, that wholeness, that singleness of purpose, that purity of heart, which is the real one thing, that perfection, which he requires of his chosen purpose, which was accomplished in Christ, and which is your present gift and future destiny. God is talking to all of us, and keep your hearts in mind, Christ Jesus, the Lord of the Lord.